Hi, this is Annika, and you're listening to Music's Journey podcast with my friend, Kim Sear.
Encore. If it's a drink or a kiss, whatever it is, I want one more. When it's with you, here at your front door. Don't wanna leave you yet, feels too good to end at your front door. So what do we do? We could say goodbye like we've done before, but I think we need an encore. I think we need an encore.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Encore by iHeart future star country pop artist Annika. What a year she is having this year with hit after hit in her solo journey. The single Encore has already surpassed 130,000 streams and can be heard on radio all across Canada. I am so excited to have her back here to talk about all the great news and the things that are happening for this amazing country artist. Here is Annika. I'm so excited to have you back.
I'm so excited to be back. It's like old home week.
I bet. You've had so much happen since I've had you on the show because you were pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a few months. I was going to say, so I'm now no longer pregnant and I have a little 5-month-old boy.
Oh, I know.
It takes Levi.
Takes so little time, you know, to go by.
Yes.
It's just incredible the amount of changes.
Yes.
You've had your first Halloween. I saw the pictures for that.
Yep.
So cute.
Yeah.
So
oh,
cute.
Thank you. I know. And we're so excited for the first Christmas. Like, I don't know. It's just, you know, I thought, oh, I shouldn't really get him anything. I mean, he's literally 5 months old. He's not going to know anything. And of course, as soon as I see, I'll just get him this little thing. And before you know it, the whole tree is, you know, there's lots of gifts with his name on it. So he'll be a spoiled little baby.
It's so fun, you know, when they get older, like my son's obviously older. And, you know, for him to take a look at those very first ornaments, and they always keep them, you know, so it's always so cute.
So it definitely is. Yes.
Well, congratulations to both you and your hubby, Spencer.
Thank you.
That is so wonderful. I'm glad everything went well because that's what we were saying. We just wanted to make sure that everybody arrived safe and that you
that's
were
right.
healthy. Yeah.
Yep. So. No, I had a great labor and delivery and everything went really well. So I'm super thankful for that.
Oh, that's so good. And you were writing a children's song at the time.
Yes. I wrote a song for him. At the time, of course, I didn't know it was a hymn. It's a song called Little One.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only recorded a very stripped down acoustic version of it. But I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I'll release it, you know, on Mother's Day or something like that.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah, it's definitely a special little song that hopefully if we have more kids, it can. I want it to be able to apply to many children if I have more than one. So I'm excited to share that one with the world eventually.
You are so good at that. You are so good at building these stories on all your Instagram. It's so cool to watch.
Thank you.
Every month we get to see what's happened with you, you know, the entire month. And it's just always so much fun to see.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. You know, you never know if anyone actually cares about it or rolls their eyes every time they see a baby picture. But I'm glad to know that people appreciate it because I try not to overshare, but I do like to give people updates. You know, even I have family members that follow me on Instagram, and that's a lot of the ways they see what's going on with people. So
especially
that
today,
makes me happy.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially with what's going on, and you know, everything was still pretty much in lockdown when I talked to you last time too, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So you kind of got to rely on that, especially with babies because they grow so fast. So, you know, I have aunts and cousins and people that don't live here that want updates, but I don't want to send out 40 text messages every month with a new picture. So that's really nice.
Oh, it's awesome because we get to see how much he's growing and just seeing his face change and just the different expressions. So it's always so much fun to see.
Well, get ready because I did my photographer is also a children's photographer. And so I was at her house and she had all these Christmas scenes set up.
Oh.
She said, well, why don't we just get Levi in there? So get ready because there are Christmas photos coming with Santa and Levi. So that was pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
That's
I couldn't resist.
Awesome. It's hard being a mom and doing this whole thing because like you.
So many fun things.
Yeah, there's just so much happening for you and as for Spencer as well.
You know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're a busy household, but I always say variety is the spice of life. So I'm happy about that.
Well, he's done a couple of things. Both of you have. Like you were working with. I just had Kaya on. It's my second time.
Oh, great.
Having her
so
on.
Great.
And she is just, I just call her my ball of dynamite. Like she's just that little ball of dynamite. She is incredible. And you wrote her latest single with her.
Yes, we did. Yeah. It was, it's a song called I'm In It, which I'm sure she talked about. And it was a really fun song to write with her because obviously she's at a different age and a different stage than I am, or certainly a lot of the people that I write with. And I think it's important sometimes when you're a younger singer-songwriter, writing about things that are real to you and applicable to you instead of just, you know, always trying to write about something that maybe you haven't experienced yet. And so that song was a really quick write that came together really fast, and then the production on it is so poppy and fun, and we're actually performing at a show together on Monday, and she's going to do that song, so it's really going to be fun to, I'm going to be performing, and then I'm going to get to hear her perform a song that, that we wrote with her, so that's really fun.
Oh, that is so cool. That is really cool, because I know that Spencer was also, like, he was a big part of this project, you know, with her as well, both of you.
Oh, yes.
And
he produced it with Justin Cutting, and so he had a hand in the songwriting and the production, and I think it's really special. It's the same with my songs, where when your producer has been there since the beginning, it just gives the product such a different feel, because they really know the song since its origin.
Absolutely. And they also know you, you know, as the artist, right? And, you know, for Kaya, like to be able to come into all of this and then doing that dream that she had for Kaya Live and seeing that all come, you know, together for that amazing benefit concert that she did. And, you know, Justin was a part of that as well. And so was Spencer and a couple of the bandmates, you know, that were with Brett Kessel there. So pretty cool.
It's been really exciting to see her grow over the past few years. Because I probably met her for the first time 3 or 4 years ago when she was just singing the anthem at a show that I was performing at. And now, you know, there she is with the piano and just rocking it. And it's really fun to be part of her journey, too.
Yeah. And she just turned 15, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just like to talk to her this time, it's just, you know, that transition for her as well. You know, going from a young age and being recognized as an artist, you know, right now and present. And it's not about the age, it's about, you know, the product and, you know, where she's coming from with just such amazing heart. She's just such a cool artist.
Well, one thing I've always said is what I love about music is that it's like a time capsule. So you know, the music that I released when I was 20 is very different than the music I release now, but it's not that one is better or worse. It's like it just completely captures what I was going through in that moment. So that every age, and I didn't record anything when I was 15 because I wasn't even close to being ready to do that. So it's going to be super special for her to look back on this time.
Exactly.
Even if her sound changes or she continues to evolve, which I'm sure she will, it'll be really special that she can look back on this and have this recording and or videos and all these kind of things to remember this time in her life, which I think is a really special thing that we as creative people get to do, but not everybody gets to do that. So
I know.
It's a privilege.
To be taken seriously too, you know,
at
her age. That's such an important point. And, you know, that's what we were talking about, because I absolutely love her. She is so talented.
Yes.
So incredibly talented. Yeah.
Well, when I see her on Monday, I'll say, hey, we were both chatting with Kim, you know, so we're all in the same circle.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about your hubby for a second, because I don't want to forget. A huge congratulations for him on oneuploops.com.
Yes.
Huge.
Yes. Gosh, I feel like we had a launch party, and I thought the wives of him and his business partner, Carson, and they live on the same street as us. And his wife and I just said, I think we should get our own party as the wives who've been supporting them throughout this year-long process. I'm so thrilled for him. He was, this is something he's been working on through COVID, and he basically was creating a tool that he needed himself as a producer and as a drummer that didn't exist. And so, he's had fun challenging himself and kind of getting into the tech world in a way that he wasn't ever planning on. Mm-hmm. And he's most excited that now he can use it himself for his own projects. But certainly it's really fun for him to see other producers, songwriters, musicians using it as well. And I'm very excited for him.
Absolutely. Because it's what, like 400,000? Or something on there?
Yeah, there's 400,000 loops that they recorded themselves.
It's like crazy.
I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dedication, you know, because absolutely. They took it into account for everybody, whether it's a swing artist or, you know, it, every single genre and how they would use those loops.
For
and
sure, exactly.
Recorded it all. It's just like, holy cow.
Oh, yeah. And of course, they're already talking about the next loops they want. And I said, you know what? You got, like, they have unlimited ideas of what they can record. It's just a matter of the actual manpower it takes to do it. So
yeah, that's a
I'm
lot.
Telling him to kind of take a breath, enjoy that it's done and finished, and let people enjoy it for a bit before you, you know, start adding more things. But he's always just looking for the next project. That's just the way he is.
Creative minds.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
They're always going. They're always
yes,
turning.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, well, we got so much to cover, but let's talk about the beginning here. Like, you and I have been going the circle with the music industry right from the very first live performance. Mm-hmm. You know, I interviewed you back then, and that was with the duo Leaving Thomas. So
yes.
Let's take the fans back just a little bit. And just to refresh, because you know what, this is a whole new journey for you. And some of them, yes. You know, that are coming out of, you know, all the pandemic and all that are sitting there going, holy cow, what happened to yes. Leaving Thomas? You know, because you guys were so amazing. So talk a bit about that.
Well, you know, Leaving Thomas was a wonderful, wonderful chapter of my musical journey. I had known Brighton for years. We met when I was 11 and he was 9 years old. And then we did a play together, and then we kind of lost touch as we did our own things and reconnected when I was 21 and he was 19. And mm-hmm. We were playing a show where I was supposed to do a set and he was supposed to do a set, and we decided to just do a set together. And we just had so much fun and people loved it that we said we should do this more often. And things really just snowballed, and it was a very natural thing mm-hmm. Where we ended up. That's how I ended up in country music in the first place. I mean, I grew up listening to country music and loved it, but Brighton really was involved in that industry already. So I was super grateful that he kind of let me join him on that journey. Mm-hmm. And we just had a blast. We spent time in Nashville writing. We got signed with a record label in Toronto, so we did that together. Then we had some time where we were independent again, running our own show, and won $50,000 to put towards our first full-length album. I mean, we went through so many highs and lows together, and it was really special. And now, well, basically then in 2019, you know, he had just gotten married, and similar to me,
for him, yeah.
Yes, yes. Similar to me, he also went to business school. He had a big passion for business and wanted to kind of spread his wings and do some other things. And obviously, as his friend, I fully supported him. Mm-hmm. And it actually happened at a perfect time in that we did our final show January of 2020. So we got to have a massive show and really, you know, go with a bang. And I thought to myself, I'm going to need some time to figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic came. So it actually worked out really well in that sense, because I didn't feel this pressure to really come up with something quick to decide what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I spent that whole year writing, and as you know, I got pregnant and really got to figure out what I wanted to do. And Brighton has been so supportive of my new career. I just saw him last week. I don't know if you know this, but he and his wife are expecting a baby.
I know.
Boy,
I just saw that. I just saw that. So cool.
So who knows? Maybe the next generation will be a little duo of Levi and whatever.
You just
never know. They name their kid. Yeah. So, you know, he's renovating his house. He's super busy, and
he's in dad mode.
He's in dad mode. That's right. And he's running his own business, and he's loving it. And so I know he from time to time still does some music, and he did like a show with Ty from the Hunter Brothers in mm-hmm. Saskatchewan this past summer. And he has his own podcast thing going. He's got lots of balls in the air, and I'm really happy for him. But I am super grateful that he was able to dedicate, you know, 4 years of his life to Living Thomas. And I think because of that, that's why I feel confident enough to do this on my own, because I had 4 years, you know, with him. So I'm hoping someday, my dream, of course, is to do a big solo show and then bring Brighton up, and hopefully we can do some Leaving Thomas numbers.
Oh, that'd be so amazing. I think that would be amazing. I can't wait for that. Got to make that manifest that one. Yes.
I know. I want to make that happen for sure. So hopefully that will.
That would be so cool. I really hope so. I know that your writing also, you know, has changed, you know, over this period. And the pandemic had to have affected that to some degree.
Yes. I think a lot of people have talked about how the pandemic made them slow down. And I feel like, you know, in the artist world, a lot of time you write and then you record and then you promote. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you're promoting the same thing month after month after month after month. And so the pandemic was great because it gave us time to write way more than I think I would have for an album. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up with these, you know, gosh, like 15, I think at the end of the day, these EPs are going to have like a total of 16 songs on them.
Oh, wow.
And so we just were able to figure out a way to say, hey, we can actually just release all the songs we want to instead of being limited to one single for 8 months, you know? And we were just able to have the time and space to figure out how we, and when I say we, I mean Spencer and I, and then kind of my team of promotion people, we kind of just got to figure out how we wanted to do it. And I think the pandemic kind of changed the game in terms of, you know, you didn't have to be out there touring right away because nobody could. So you had to be creative and come up with some new ways. And being a pregnant woman, it was very helpful to me that I could promote a single and not have to leave
exactly
the city, you know. So I'm really grateful for that. I think that's made a huge difference for me, and since we had to kind of think outside the box, it allowed me to do something new.
Well, we've all had to too, like for me doing interviews, I'm not, you know, sitting in front of, you know, the release parties, and like we've all had to kind of adjust, and it's a lot more convenient, you know, in a lot of ways.
Yes, I was going to say, like, obviously we all look forward to the days where it can, you know, quote, go back to normal, but I think what we'll also have is this whole additional realm of ways to communicate, to promote, to share music, to have live performances over. Like, I think we've only just increased our way of connecting with each other. So
exactly.
I'm happy about that.
Now, you released your double hit at 8 months pregnant. You had two tracks that you released, which was so much fun when we had you last.
I don't know if you've heard the story, but when I was in labor, I was about, I don't know, 18 hours in at that point. And I woke up at 4 a.m. and Spencer said, oh my goodness, the song just went top 40.
Oh,
I said, okay, well, he's like, if you need motivation to get this
That's
baby
it.
Out, like you've got a top 40 hit today. So might as well seal the deal and, you know, also have a baby come into this world. So it was a pretty incredible way to find out. And the success the song had was just beyond what I could have dreamed.
And of course, we're talking about I Really Don't Want To, which is still one of my favorite songs. It's just such a good one. Reaching 36 on the published media based country chart.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's such a blessing this year in so many different ways for you.
One of the best things about that first song doing so well was just the feeling of the welcoming spirit and the love and support I felt from the industry who have invested in me and continue to invest in me as an artist. It just means so much because here in Canada, we have people that really rally behind their artists. Yeah. And I didn't know how it would go, you know, not being part of the duo anymore. So that was really special to me. And it meant a lot for me from all those radio programmers, all the wonderful people like you who are giving me interviews and sharing my music. I mean, it means so much to me and I don't take it for granted.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, when you were doing Leaving Thomas, you had a solo career prior to doing that duo. So this is kind of a rebirth for you.
Yes, that's
right?
A great word. It is a rebirth for sure. It's a new time, but like same Alica, but new music, new phase of life, and a new sound because I'm working with Spencer in such a more involved way. But yeah, you're right. I have been a performer since I was, gosh, my first show was when I was like 10 years old. So it is a familiar place for me to be, but it was a bit strange to come back to just after, like I said, being part of the duo for, mm-hmm. for 4 years straight.
Especially with that kind of fan base. But as I said to you before, when you first came out doing the solo end of it, and when I first interviewed you, I remember talking to you about your voice, because it is just so captivating. And you can't help but zone in on it. And it's just like, it's just such a pleasure to hear on radio. And it's incredible to see you play and hear you sing live.
Thank you. Well, hopefully you'll get to be at a live show soon.
I hope so. Yeah. Now, talking about live shows, you've been playing just a few, right? You've been able to at least get out there and start playing some live music.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows that I did this year was actually a songwriter round for an organization. It's a new event space here, and it's called Breadmaker. And a lot of Canadian artists are doing it, but it's a really intimate, really cool vibe. You know, sometimes songwriter rounds can be pretty rowdy, like if you're in a bar or something like that. But it was all four of us were Alberta artists, and it was probably 80 people, but it was very intimate, and it was really just nice to hear other people sing again and to be able to perform again. So I was really excited about that. And then on Monday, December 20th, I'm performing at the Jack Singer Concert Hall here in Calgary, which is
so nice.
You know, one of the top two venues to perform at. And I've only performed there once before, and the best part is, because it's a Christmas show and it's the Jack Singer, I always get to wear an evening gown. So I'm excited to get dressed up. You know, it's mom's night out, basically.
You know what? It's probably a much needed one.
So I really treasure all the live performances now that I get to do, because they're all just so special to me.
What a great opportunity, you know, just to finally get out and play live. Like, it's just got to be, you know, just feeling, you know, just that energy.
It feels great to be on stage again, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about your new single. This one, I'm telling you, I get goosebumps. And the hair stands up on my arm. It's just every single time I hear it. And the way that you guys produced this, and the video as well, is just incredible. And of course, we're talking about Encore. It is such a beautiful stripped back song that's so vulnerable. And just the writing of this song, talk to us about that.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you like it. It really is, you know, an intimate stripped back song. And specialness of this song is that it's really simple. And so the production was kept very simple. And same with the video and it being in black and white. We just wanted the focus to be on the lyrics and the feel of that song.
Yeah.
And what happened was it was written with kind of my normal writing crew. But it was just kind of funny because it was four guys and me. And it's just, of course, this romantic ballad that came from, you know, these four guys. And they had the great idea. And originally the song was meant to be sung by a male artist. And then, as it sometimes happens, I was listening back to the demo and I thought, oh my goodness, I love this song so much. I really want to do it as a duet. Like, I think this would be a perfect duet. And one of the writers said, well, why don't you ask Brett Kissel? And I thought, there's no way Brett Kissel has time to do this. And
yeah, superstar.
Said, well, just ask him. You never know what can happen. And so we wrote him an email, and he responded within 5 minutes saying,
wow,
oh my goodness, I would love to. He fell in love with the song. And it's really great because the song is something different for him. You know, he doesn't really have a song like that in his catalog.
Exactly.
So I was happy that it was something that he thought was special for his own sake and his own artist career. And so then coming together, the two of us, I mean, it was just an awesome experience. And it was one of those moments where I didn't really have a second choice. It was kind of like, well, if Brett doesn't want to do it, then you know, maybe we just have to wait until he's available and is willing to do it. But he jumped on it and was so wonderful to work with. And I get to sing the song with him at the Jack Singer for this Christmas concert. So that'll be our first time singing it live. And I'm very, very excited about that.
Oh, we can't wait to be able to watch that one when it's streamed.
Yeah.
So that's going to be so cool, because this song really showcases his voice in a different way. He's got a powerhouse voice under there. And it's just,
absolutely.
It's crazy to hear it this way. And it's like, wow, this just really took it over the top, you know, and it was just amazing. And of course, I love the grit when you bring that in there. And it's just, you've always had that powerhouse vocal, but you deliver the story. It just completely grips you. Oh, and
I'm glad that really was our well that was our intent. I'm really glad it came across that way.
100%. We are going to play this one right now. The song that completely draws the listener in is so personal. It's really incredible. So we're going to play it right now. And here is Encore by country pop artist Annika featuring Brett Kissel here on Music's Journey.
Encore. If it's a drink or a kiss, whatever it is, I want one more. With you here at your front door, don't want to leave you yet, feels too good to end at your front door. So what do? We could say goodbye like we've done before, but I think we need
song that has been talked about by the fans and the industry since its release. That was Encore by country powerhouse Annika featuring her duet with country superstar Brett Kissel. Wow, I'm telling you, it never gets old. It just doesn't. This is a timeless, timeless song. 100%.
Thank you. So I'm so glad to hear it.
So cool. And congratulations, because man, I remember just not even a month ago, it was like 60,000 streams at that point, and now it's over 130,000 streams.
Yeah. I'm really thrilled with the response, and it's been fun hearing from Brett's fans who, like you said, haven't heard his voice in that way. Mm-hmm. And it just really opened up my audience to a lot more people. So I'm just so thrilled with the response, and it was something that to see the Spotify numbers and the Apple Music numbers was just really exciting.
And SiriusXM, you know.
Yes, it was on Sirius,
Yeah, everybody can hear it right across Canada. So, you know, it's pretty, pretty cool. And then with shows like this one, the international shows, you know, you've gotten such an incredible buzz when it comes to the UK and Australia. So, you know, we've heard so much from the fans about the song since I put out that piece, you know, when you released it back in September. So absolutely love it. And you've had some amazing promotions and working with, obviously, your husband is the incredible producer, you know, the music producer for Sharp Nine Music, and working with Bill and Ben Miller. Yep. So yeah, got a great team, and that's what it takes, right? You know, when you're starting out something
everyone
like
who
this.
Thinks it's behind every artist, there's, you know, five core people for me, at least, that are working just as hard as me. Mm-hmm. And they get just as excited when things do well or when it's received well, or, you know, they've put something out that they're proud of. And I really could not do it without my team behind me.
Yeah. And it's so important, you know, when it comes to being able to trust the ones around you, you've been there. And, you know, when you get that core group, you know what? You don't want to lose them because they're lifers. They stick with you. And you know what? They really appreciate every ounce of success you have. And they are a huge part of that. And
Spencer has no choice. He stuck with me till death do us part. So it's in his best interest to make sure that I'm happy.
Yeah, a little bit different. But
we both make each other happy. So we both support each other's professional goals. But it is nice that we can do it together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the standstill sessions because they are back.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the standstill sessions came from this idea of being able to highlight the song that isn't necessarily the focus track, mm-hmm. But is available for streaming purposes. And I really wanted to record it someplace intimate and special to me, which is why it's recorded in my backyard. We did it this past summer. And just watching the videos makes me yearn for the sunny days again. It definitely takes me to a different place. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really just a way to kind of, since we couldn't do live shows, it was like, hey, this is what a small intimate concert in my backyard would be like if you were hanging out with me. And so I recorded it with Aaron Pollock,
the guitar player too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's a great guitarist, and he wrote on I believe all the songs that are on the standstill sessions. Ooh. So we have one more that will be coming out soon in the new year, and then we'll have to do standstill sessions part two, which I mean, I can't record that in the winter outside, so we'll have to find another place to do it. But I just love providing kind of the songs in their most pure, rawest form. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it was important to me that we had some content for fans that even if they can't listen to me live right now, they can at least get a sense of where that song started.
Oh boy, I'm so excited to hear, because I know that you've got some incredible songs that you've written that's going on this, and you know, for the new album, and when it's going to be released.
Yes.
When?
Gosh, I was going to say, so we I don't know if we've had an exact date in mind, but early January, the next two songs are coming out. So it is coming soon.
Okay. So yes. I got to hold on that long, but it gives me something to look forward to.
That's right. Absolutely. You got Christmas and then the songs. So, I mean, we're going to, you know, try to be as important as Christmas here and give you something to look forward to.
Now, you have showcased a little bit, you know, when it comes to your YouTube and talking about Love Looks Like You. What a great song.
Thank you.
Really?
Oh, I love that. That song was inspired by Spencer and I's love story. And to me, that song is like a timeless love song for a couple that's been married for 50 years or someone that's just met their person. So mm-hmm. I just love that song too. And I love singing it.
It's all about, you know, the real deal, right? And that everlasting love. Here is Love Looks Like You by the amazing country artist Annika here on Music's Journey.
It doesn't need a second chance, and keeping score when it's mad won't leave you with an empty hand. It'll always keep trying. I figured out it isn't blind, just a little hard to find. But once it looked me in the eye, I sure recognized it. When you came along and you showed me a sky that don't run out of blue. It don't need no silver lining. Yes, I was waiting. It's hard to remember. picture pretty good, but you painted it better when you came along and you showed me a sky that don't run out of blue. It don't need no silver lining. Guess I
the Standstill Sessions, and they are back, and that was Love Looks Like You. Such a great, great song, and it just makes you just happy at this time of year and remembering everything that we're supposed to be grateful for, right?
Yes, for sure. That's mm-hmm. a great way to put it.
Very, very special. Doesn't get any more pure than that. Let's talk about what you've got coming up for more dates that you got coming for. You got the release date for that, but then you're talking about the second portion, you know, of that album.
Yes. So the next single will drop in early January, and then in February we will have the release of the EP. So then the whole EP will be available, and I'm hoping that by then I can do a big show and a proper release party, a proper release show for that. So that's kind of the next big date that we're looking for after these next two songs come out.
Do you think there's going to be a vinyl for this?
I hope so. That's my plan for sure. Nice. I have a vinyl record player, and I love that vinyl has come back. And so we'll do the vinyl record at the when both EP albums have been released, so that it'll have an A side and a B side.
Very cool. The deluxe album, A and
That's
B.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yes.
I want to remind fans that you can purchase and download Annika's new single, Encore, that is featuring the incredible superstar, and that is Brett Kissel. And that amazing duet is on all your digital platforms right now, and you can also add it to your playlist. Don't forget you can share it, and you can also request it at your country local radio station. So pretty incredible. That time of year and love is in the air, and just remembering all those good feels. So congratulations on all of this. You have had an amazing
Thank
year.
Thank you so much.
Considering what we're going through in the world, you know, this has just been a bright light for all of us to be able to watch you evolve and come full circle. So pretty special.
I'm so glad. Thank Very special. You. Thank you for your support always, and for taking the time to chat with me and learning more about my music and my journey.
Can you do a couple burning questions so the fans can get to
know
you?
Of course, I would love that.
More? All right. So let's
love that.
Let's kick it off right now. So best moment being a mom.
Oh, you got to start with that one. My goodness, that one is the trickiest one. I would have to say when Levi first smiled at me and could recognize, you know, that I was his mom, that was probably Aww. The highlight. And now he's giggling and laughing. So I feel like, you know, I definitely It doesn't matter how many hours he keeps me up at night when I go to get him in the morning, and he's just smiling from ear to ear. It's just, you can't help but just be so ecstatic and so happy. So I love that moment every day, but the first time it happened was probably the highlight
for me. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let's take it on the flip side. Okay. And remembering the hardest moments of being a mom.
Oh, definitely the lack of sleep. People talk about it and they tell you about it, and you kind of, they say you can't really prepare for it, and it's true. Mm-hmm. We're at that 5-month stage now where he's
teething.
He's not feeding as much through the night, but he's still, needs to be cuddled, and it's such a tricky thing, because you want to enjoy all those moments where you're holding him in your arms and you're thinking, someday you're going to be bigger than me and I won't be able to do this. So you're trying to enjoy it, but you're also just so tired. So that's probably the hardest thing is everything is special, but also can be really difficult sometimes.
It is, because you're kind of hoping for the self-soothing, to kick in a little bit, and going through that stage.
For sure.
Remember that one very well. My son was colicky for a year and a half. So,
oh, no. Yeah, oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I'm thankful that we don't have that issue, because I know that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. So now you talked about your very first year with all the firsts, with Levi. So what is the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to this holiday season?
This holiday season, I'm looking forward to just, Christmas adventures with family. And, we got to decorate the tree together, and he has his cute little Christmas outfit, and he'll get to, all his aunties are going to give him gifts that he'll get to open. And I'm just excited to make memories with him and kind of experience the holiday through his eyes. Mm-hmm. Each year as he gets older, he'll have different interests and want to do different things. And I'm excited to experience the life's moments through his eyes. So I'm excited for that.
Are you going to be able to see family this year? Or
yes. So luckily, we all live within a block of each other,
oh,
my
cool.
family.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Fortunately, even though we all have, husbands and children and everything to balance, our big day is usually Christmas Eve, so we're all getting together on Christmas Eve, and that will be really special.
Oh, it's going to be such a special, special holiday season for you. Okay, so let's go to your songwriting, because you are such an incredible songwriter. Who is your favorite singer-songwriter, past or present, any genre?
Well, it's funny, because it doesn't sound anything like my music, but my favorite artist of all time is Stevie Wonder, and obviously he's a songwriter as well and a piano player, mm-hmm. and just an incredible vocalist. And Motown is one of my favorite genres, but I can't really write Motown music that well, mm-hmm. It makes me appreciate him more. I saw him in concert, and just I'm watching someone feeling terrible about my own skills because he's just that good. So it's inspiring, but also just very humbling at the same time. So
it's nice
for me,
to hear.
I put on a Stevie Wonder record, and I'm immediately happy. It doesn't matter what. I'm always happy, and I love that he does that. I love that he can do that for me.
And all the writing that he does, for so many artists. Lord, I'm telling you, that man's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Is there an album that you listened to from front to back recently?
Recently, of course, we had the Christmas albums going. So recently, actually, I've been obsessed with Tori Kelly's Christmas album.
Oh.
I just absolutely love it. And I love listening to albums front to back instead of, just putting on a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Because it reminds me of my childhood and getting the Christmas albums out and putting them in. And so if people are in the mood for a Christmas album, I highly recommend Tori Kelly's.
Very nice. I used to sit whenever I used to go see my grandfather, and we'd spend some time there, I used to gravitate right to the cedar chest where it had all the albums.
I
used to, I just loved that, still do. I think that's kind of, what I've enjoyed most of all. And the piano was a big part of our life, because both my mom's sisters were in the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and my grandfather. Yeah. And so it's a big, big part of my life is the piano. So I can absolutely agree with you.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. So now, what is your favorite game to play with family and friends during the holidays?
Well, we love a game called Codenames. Have you heard of that
No.
game?
I don't know.
So it's kind of like, It's a team game, so sometimes we do girls against boys. We're like, we call them us the originals, the original Odegaards, and then the spouses are, you know, against us. But it's kind of a, it's like a thinking game, but also you just have to know the people that you're on the team with really well. So usually, like, if all my sisters are on the same team, we always win because it's like we can read each other's minds. So
nice,
my dad's
girl power.
Talking this year, I bought him like an expansion pack. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure when he opens it, we'll play it that day. So that'll be fun.
You'll have to take some Instagram videos.
Yes, absolutely.
Of that would be so cool. Then I can see that in action.
Yes.
That'll be
for
great.
For sure.
Absolutely. Okay, so does Spencer have a favorite Christmas dessert?
Oh, gosh. Well, I made pistachio cranberry white chocolate cookies. And he said they were the best I've ever made. So he's not like a huge sweets guy, but he did like those cookies that I made. So I was happy about that. When he eats the cookies,
that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. Right. Very nice.
Yes.
That sounds so good. That sounds really
good.
Yes. What is your favorite? What is your favorite dessert to look forward to?
Well, my aunt sends me a bunch of baking. She sends our family a bunch of baking every Christmas, and she does all the Norwegian baking that I love so much. Mm-hmm. And so my favorite is, it's called prinsakaka, and it's a traditional cake, but you can also do it in little pieces. It's like an almond based, not cake. It's like a chewy cookie, and it's just the best. It's great with a cup of coffee,
tea,
and it always reminds me of, it reminds me of my grandparents and my mom and my Norwegian heritage. So I love having that at Christmas.
Nice. Really nice. Well, we wish you an absolutely wonderful, special holiday for you and your family, for Spencer and
Levi.
Thank
you. You as
well. So
thank you.
Always a pleasure, and I cannot wait to have you back when that album comes. Okay.
Yes, so I was going to say let's put it in the calendar so that we have our, you know, our quarterly interview, which I love. That means you're still interested in what I'm doing, and I'm still doing new things. So that's always a good sign.
Well, you know what? You got a lifer here. I hate to tell you.
Oh,
so I'm not going
him.
Anywhere. So.
I love that, and I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you and your amazing gift, and Spencer as well. You both work so hard in this industry, working with other artists as well as writing for yourselves, and it's pretty incredible. So congratulations once again on all the success of your new music and your solo career. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much, Kim, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season yourself.
And you too. So you take care, okay? And we'll talk to you really soon. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Annika, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Taming Sari, Corey Marks. We've got Kira Lynn, FKB, Jamie Warren, Washboard Union, and so many more. I've got a very special Christmas show that's coming up on December 21st, so I hope that you can join me here on the Music's Journey show. I'll be playing some of the great Christmas songs by all the artists all over the world. These are the new songs that are coming out, as well as some of your all-time favorite holiday classics in my two-hour special. So don't forget to tune in on December 21st. Don't forget you can check out all of my podcasts at musicsjourney.com, and you can check out all of the interviews that you do not want to miss, all of the latest reviews and videos as well. And you can check that out at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Encore. If it's a drink or a kiss, whatever it is, I want one more when it's with you. Here at your front door. Don't wanna leave you yet, feels too good to end at your front door. So what do? We could say goodbye like we've done before. But I think we need an encore. Falls fast, but here I am and I'm all yours. You give me that look, man.
you let down your hair and lead me up the stairs, I'll be done for. Yeah, baby, I'm done for.
And I think we need an encore.
If it's a drink or a kiss, whatever it is, I want one.